It's showtime, folks. Titans win. Welcome in. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Reaction Tuesday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. You heard that right. 31-12, the two-tone blue going to Miami and get the win. And for the first time in 1,002 days, they have scored over 30 points. How about that?
Fantastic. Good job by the Titans. They win. And let's stop this right now, the narrative. It was an ugly win. Last I checked, there is no column for ugly wins, only wins. They win. Good job.
Yep.
Bottom line.
100% agree with that. And, you know, we talk about handing out game balls and everything, and we haven't gotten to really do that because they haven't been good. I mean, you tell me if you agree or disagree, but I'm just going with the defense. I think the defense deserves a game ball. I mean, I know that, you know, Huntley couldn't get into a rhythm, and I think the defense really did a good job of making that be possible. I mean, it is what it is with their offense, but I thought the defense did their job last night.
So there are certain animals throughout history that are now extinct, okay?
Yeah.
And nothing comes to mind, but there are plenty of things that are extinct. Quarterback.
My dating life.
Quarterback is the next thing getting close to being extinct because Huntley last night was awful.
Terrible.
Okay. Mason Rudolph last night was pretty bad, but they didn't ask him to do a lot, which was good. Levis, I don't know what the hell he's doing. He didn't see the defender. He threw it right to
him.
He
was crying for a second on the sideline. I don't know what was going on.
It was the whole dynamic with him was weird. So. Quarterbacks, you want to know why quarterbacks make all the money? Because there's not a lot of them left in the world.
Right.
There are 8 billion people on this planet and maybe 8 good quarterbacks that are still playing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. We will take your reaction throughout the show. We have no guests today. This is your show, the people's show. We want to hear from you. Text, call, whatever. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A lot of you have already said, Corey in Clarksville, Wes in Clarksville, game ball goes to Nick Folk. He was the MVP last night. Absolutely. And let's just get this at, go ahead and say it. What was it last night? What was that last night?
I'm not allowed to curse on air.
No. It's your favorite picture that you like to post. What kind of ball was that last
night? Oh, I had field goal frenzy last night, man.
Better known as?
Fisher ball.
There
love it.
It.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, but guess what? They won.
Yeah,
they got points, and then you know they got 31 points.
How are the Dolphins that bad? I mean, I know your quarterback's out, but is Tua that good for your offense down there?
Here's awful. Here's kind of what stood out to me, and I can apply this to Mason as well. It shows you, I guess, how important that position really is.
Yeah.
I mean, Snoop Huntley got claimed off the Ravens practice squad like last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, because of Tua's injury, right?
Yeah.
And
well, then they hurt Skylar Thompson.
And then Thompson got hurt. And so he comes in, and, I mean, he's got to learn all the terminology that Mike McDaniel has for his offense. And, you know, Derek's always kind of told me, that, look, a lot of the offenses are the same. It's just different terminology, but it shows you how difficult some of that can be. And, you know, I mean, I'm not making excuses for the guy, but it showed he'd been there for 2 weeks.
Well, you know, hey, Tyreek.
And it showed that Mason does not get a lot of time with the ones.
Run a go route. Hey, Waddle, run a dig and come back. I mean, it's just awful.
You got to, like, at some point, do you just get in the huddle and go, hey, guys, this is backyard football.
Yeah.
Let's just see what we can do.
Hell, yeah, you do. You go run that route. You run this route. Give me some time, guys, and we'll make it happen. That's just that's – but, again, it was an ugly game, but it's not an ugly win because a win is a win. And we'll look back now 5 years and not even remember, like, that was a game. You know,
it doesn't matter.
But they got to win. So
win is a win.
They come back. They head into the off week. With a win, and now the question is, and Callahan was pretty evident last night about it, Levis is still his guy.
Brian Callahan, who is your starting quarterback? That's cue for you there, Dr. Crane.
Oh, sorry. I'm going with Will Levis.
Well, no, the cue, that was cue for you to play the clip.
I got a lot going on. Sorry. Excuse me, sir.
Go ahead. It's fine. I should have set that up better.
That 100%. Yeah, Will's healthy. He's our quarterback. It was not a decision based on anything other than his health and protecting him, particularly with the bye week and the shoulder that didn't feel great. I didn't want to put him back out there, and I knew I was going to run the ball quite a bit. So that was really what it factored. But he's our starter when he's healthy, and we're ready to roll with him.
I believe him. I mean, I don't think there's – look, there's a controversy because this is the only time you're going to hear me say this phrase. There's a controversy because we're going to make it one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be the talk for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's not. Like, Will Levis is the starter.
So, your dad's mad at you. Go to your room. Go to your room.
Yeah.
And then you stay in there all night. And then about 2 hours into it, he slides you a cheeseburger. All right?
Yeah.
So, I think Callahan's like, Will, we're going to show you a lesson. You're going to sit on the bench and you're going to observe. I think he could have gone back in.
Do you think if he doesn't throw that pick – he goes back in?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Callahan had seen enough. I think there was enough was enough, and he knew they could beat the Dolphins running the football like he talked about.
Yeah.
And let the defense play, and then, you know, it worked out good for him. But I think it's one of those things like, all right, you know, you got a D in the report card, or you're going to sit for right now and kind of make you miss what you've been doing and play better. I think that's totally what that was.
Yeah. And look, I mean, maybe it might turn out to be the right move. You know, that's kind of where it's at. You know, think about let's combine some things here. Let's go back in time. 1999, right? Steve McNair had not established himself, right? And there were questions if he could truly be the guy. Now, I think there were some other things, but am I wrong on that? That like there were questions about can he stay healthy? Can he truly be the franchise guy? He hadn't won the fan base over yet.
Yes, especially a new stadium, knew everything that was going on. Yes,
right.
I'll give you that.
So he gets hurt. O'Donnell has to come in. And O'Donnell is, ironically, a former Steelers quarterback. But, you know, established guy in the league, had been a starter, had played in a Super Bowl. Mason Rudolph doesn't quite have that resume.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes in and he wins. He keeps the winning going for the team. Steve gets the job back. Again, still maybe some questions. But then as we see that run, and especially how he played in the Super Bowl, I don't think there was any question after that. So, and I think a lot of that, and you know, Steve had talked about this, and others had, Jeff, Floyd, they've all talked about it, that he kind of just had to get that confidence. And when he did, I think we all saw what he could do. Now, I'm not saying that that's what is going to happen with Will Levis. I'm just saying that's what could happen and what needs to happen. I agree with you that I think he could have gone back in. I think that Callahan saw an opportunity to play it conservatively with Levis, run the football, knew his defense was juiced and playing well, and that they probably could get away with Mason Rudolph and win the game, and at the same time, Levis could sit there on the sideline and watch and learn.
That, I like it.
Which is what probably needed to happen.
Yeah, so you're going to sit there.
If they come back after the off week and they string together like 5 or 6 wins in a row, Brian Callahan's going to look like a genius.
Yes.
Like that he's going to look like an absolute genius for that move.
So they got the Colts. I know they got the Bills and the Lions.
Yeah, it's pretty tough after the
going forward.
After the off week.
So our question for you guys today and our listening audience, you guys are wonderful. So we got, you know, going forward, we want to hear from you, Levis or Mason Rudolph, what do you think? And then who should be the starter going forward after what you saw last night? Then also, let's have a little fun today, and we've talked about this. If Will Levis could send Brian Callahan a song today, what kind of song would Will Levis send Callahan, or what would Callahan send Levis? So it's the Levis and Callahan show today. Which song would Will Levis send to Bill Callahan or Brian Callahan? Whoever the Callahan is.
Whichever one. Tommy Callahan.
Whatever. Yeah, any of them that's going on.
I've also put on my X account at Chase on Game, who should be the Titans starting QB after the off week? Right now, 78.9% of you say Will Levis.
Ooh, 78? I thought it'd be higher than that.
Yeah, which look, I think it should be Will Levis. There should not be a controversy. There should not be a change. That's the way it should be right now.
I thought it'd be high. I thought it'd be more like 95%.
80, close to 80% is
okay. Yeah. So that's the thing is that I think it should be Levis going forward. But people are like, look, They won last night because Levis didn't lose it for him.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of that today, and I understand
and
that.
And that look, that interception he threw, I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, I mean, it was another dumb pick that he threw. By the way, so last night after the game, Jeffrey Simmons, who did not play last night with an elbow injury because he can't help himself, tweeted, stay on that side, hashtag tighten up 1-0. Don't know what that means. First comment, pack your bag. Sweat will be taking your spot soon.
Stay on that side. Is that a sub-tweet at Levis?
I don't know.
Aren't they 1-3?
I don't know.
Here is Will Levis to Brian Callahan. There we go. That's my contribution to Will Levis to to Brian Callahan. Hell, I think Bill might run the team. Who knows?
Who knows? No, Amy does. She was there last night.
She was there.
Miss Amy was there last night.
She gave Jim Watt a high five.
That's cool. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. By the way, I did enjoy, I saw it in both games, a couple of defensive linemen when they'd make a big stop. Saw a few finger wags for Mutombo, which was
like,
pretty cool.
I hope they adopt that.
Yeah.
That's just fun. I mean, the DBs have done that for a while, but I think they should adopt all that.
So last night on Twitter, they had a bunch of videos of Jordan and Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The respect, but the trash talking at the same
time. Oh, yeah.
And when Jordan finally dunked on him, how he gave him the finger, like, it was so great.
There was a video that Mutombo was blocking Clarence Weatherspoon. He blocked him once.
Three times.
Finger wag each time. And I just started laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mutombo's having a blast. You know, Weatherspoon is so mad about all that Southern Miss product, by the way. But that's, you know, so you have Dikembe and then last night Pete Rose, who was just in Nashville on Sunday. Passes away, and whether you like him or not, man, it's he's the all-time hit leader. I mean, it's just he was baseball.
He was.
They call him Charlie Hustle for a reason.
And he should be in Cooperstown, but that's an argument for another day for sure.
Yep.
But two legends gone yesterday. 615-737-1025. We will take your calls, your texts. The Titans get the win, 31-12 in Miami last night. We will do that and much more next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Will Levis to Brian Callahan.
Oh, that is so fitting.
I thought you'd like that. What song, that's our question of the day, what song did Will Levis send to Brian Callahan, or did Brian Callahan send to Will Levis this morning?
Oh, that's great, especially after Callahan, like, Will's our guy going forward. Oh, that's so good right there.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
We do want to hear from you on this Reaction Tuesday, 615-737-1025. Titans win 31-12. Lance is going to lead us off. Lance, what's up?
Well, I got two things. Number one is about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I called that genius in the afternoon and told him that they just need a way to treat Levis like he makes mistakes, hit his butt down, and let him sit for the rest of the game. It kind of worked out for him last night, even though he didn't sit him for doing something stupid, which he always does, did it because he got hurt. But the other thing is, you said there's no quarterbacks anymore. Well, what team is the most successful with quarterbacks? Green Bay Packers. Why are they successful? They take these young kids, instead of throwing them to the wolves, they set them up and let them learn something for 2 or 3 years with a very, very good quarterback, and then they end up with Brett Favre, and then they end up with that guy from the Jets.
Bart
and then
Starr,
they end up with
Aaron Rodgers.
So, yeah, I mean, that's you know, you can't throw these kids to the wolves the way they do it, but it's a you got to get everything real, real quick in today's world, and that's how much money they're wasting in doing what they're doing. I don't think Levis will ever be it. I don't think you can fix stupid because he's too stupid and he's too arrogant. But other than that, I'll hang up. Oh, and the gambler. The gambler is from the coach to the player. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Oh, that's nice one.
It can go both ways.
Oh. Thanks, Lance. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, he makes a really good point. You know, now Green Bay has two Super Bowls out of that, two Super Bowl wins out of that Favre Rodgers era. Now they played in a few, but they have two wins.
2 in 33 seasons.
That's two more than the Titans have.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, but I you know, I agree with it. I think that, you know, I think the idea was Favre was going to sit. You know, he had that 1 year in Atlanta, and then he was traded, and then he, you know, has to take over. Who was their quarterback?
Who's that?
Green Bay, that Favre took over for.
Don Majkowski, how dare you not know the Magic Man?
I'm young, man. Come on.
I know, yeah. He got injured versus the Bengals and came in and won the game for him.
But
yeah,
Rodgers set for 3 years. Love set for 3 years. And I agree with
gone. It. You're paying Chase McCabe $4 million a year, that rookie contract. I want to see on the field.
Look, Atlanta's doing it. Penix is sitting. I mean, Mahomes sat for a year.
Penix was an awful pick.
I understand, but they still did it. Yeah. And, you know, they had signed Cousins to this contract, and the idea was for him to sit, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Well, funny thing, if J.J. McCarthy's not hurt in Minnesota, he's probably starting.
Probably.
And there's no Sam Darnold. And they're probably, they're 0-4 probably.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, that's just the extinction of the quarterback is close. It's really bad. And you could talk about, well, there's Arch Manning on the way, and there's Quinn Ewers on the way, and there's Cam Ward, blah, blah, you know. But we've seen that before, these guys in college who just flame out of the National Football League. It's not happening.
Yep.
So that's why the Chiefs and they're, you know, are what they are because Mahomes is so good.
But you know, like I can remember Floyd basically saying one time, if I could get away with it, I'd draft a quarterback every year. And I mean that, like, you think about that statement and then what you just said about, you know, quarterbacks flaming out. I mean, you got a number one overall pick in Bryce Young that got benched in Carolina and, you know, barring a miracle, he's done. Like, I mean, you know, he's not it.
No, he's not. I mean,
Justin Fields got shipped off, and maybe he's got a redemption story in Pittsburgh. I don't know. But, you know.
Well, all these people get drunk, you know, like the Stillmans of the world and the Rex Rhodes. They get drunk off these quarterbacks in college, and they're going to be so great. You know, Anthony Richardson, what has he done? He's not the answer.
No.
I don't care if he's gotten hurt or not. He's not the answer. We've seen that. No. Now, on the flip side, you get a Jaden Daniels who's playing really well. You got to put guys behind him. But those quarterbacks, you know, you talk about the coming out of college and, oh, they're going to do so good. They don't, you know, like, you know, Matt Corral, Ole Miss. I'm not saying he's a starter, but like, he's a guy that could make, he just got cut by the Vikings not long ago. So these quarterbacks, you got to find the right fit, the right situation. But there's not a lot of them, and that's the problem.
And you got to have the right. You got to have the right coach, the right developer. Like that, that's also a part of it. You know, the right person that knows how to be that quarterback whisperer.
Imagine if Patrick Mahomes had gone to the Jags in the 17 draft. I mean, it's just he's right where he needed to be with the perfect quarterback coach for him. It's just, I don't know, man. It's frustrating if you're a fan of these teams, but you look last night, if Tyler Huntley's getting to start in the National Football League, then Chase McCabe should start in the National Football League.
615-737-1025. Let's get some of your texts. Lenny says, winning is fun. Play the quarterback that gives you a chance to win. Winning is fun. Okay. I don't really think Mason Rudolph did anything special last night. He took care of the football.
But doesn't Levis get credit for that win? Because he started, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it is what it is.
Towards his record, I think.
Yeah.
Chip and Mount Juliet, I really think the Dolphins got worse after Hard Knocks. Just look at Mike McDaniel now. It seems to have gone to his head. I mean, you can sit here and go, well, the quarterback, you know, has gotten hurt. But I do wonder, you know, if they don't turn this around, his job status. Because, I, you know, the Dolphins are one of those franchises. They don't wait around too long.
Nope. All the flash and there's nothing there. Like, what do we have? And there's nothing there. And – you know, the fans are frustrated. I was told last night that stadium was about not even two-thirds full. So the fan and the apathy starting there. And just, you know, and Tyreek Hill, I mean, what happened to him? I mean, it's just and stretch plays, you know, NFL, you're too good. You're not going to get a stretch play going.
Tyreek Hill needs to get out of his own way sometime. I mean, he was standing on the sideline pouting and, you know, yelling at the coach and all this stuff. Here's a good one, 9928. I wish somebody could explain the onside kick to us. Not only was I confused, I believe the refs were confused as well. Talking about it was a safety kick, right?
Yes.
So after the safety, and they pooched it in an attempt.
Because they punted it.
And right.
So some thought, because he's punting it, get away from it.
Right.
But it didn't land in the landing zone. Whatever the hell that is.
Right. That's part of the new kickoff rule.
Yep.
But because I was yelling, I'm like, what are you doing? No, it's not a punt. You got to catch
That's
it.
That's what I thought.
Like on a safety kick, I thought it was like a kickoff. Like you, even though you can punt it,
right?
You know, you can basically drop punt it. But I need to text Brett. Maybe Brett can explain that a little bit better.
I didn't get it. Then they penalized the Dolphins and the Titans the ball at the 10-yard line.
Well,
because like,
it didn't go in the landing zone. But like you saw the special teams coach yelling at Jaquan Jackson, like, "What are you doing?
Yeah,
like you got to catch it."
So where's the landing zone? It was very confusing to me as well. And I'm not the smartest guy. I was like, "Oh, I can figure this out." But I thought they thought it was a punt to get away from it. But it's a kickoff. You have the choice to punt or kick it off. Just very confusing. All added up to a very bizarre night. And can we stop with the – I saw some Dolphins fans do this about the Titans scoring in the fourth quarter. I we've discussed this before. I'm going to beat you 100-0 in the National Football
yep.
League. That's on you to stop me.
Yep.
I can't tell my second-team lineman to take a knee. I'm going to beat you. Now, high school's different. But college and the NFL – I'm going to beat you as bad as I can.
Yep.
And if you hold off on me and you down a knee, I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
I don't want that. So good for the Titans last night scoring. It is nothing with running up the score. It's everything like execution and getting the touchdown feeling good about yourself.
Let me explain something to you. To anybody out there that's like, oh, they shouldn't have scored in the fourth. You're not a good football team.
No. Right.
Anytime you can score points, you score points. Like, you're not a good team.
Yes.
So, I know. I agree with that. I have no problem. 1652, Levis to Brian Callahan, Lonely by Akon. That's a good one. Let's see. Alex from Nashville. I don't think this is a quarterback controversy like everyone's saying. Run game, O-line, and defense just all played well. I don't think the O-line played that great. I mean, your last two first round picks that jumped off sides a couple times. Right side still suspect. Now, I thought that Rudolph maybe managed that a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I think that's experience.
Oh, I agree. And the fact that you weren't like, all right, I think there was a sigh of relief. Like, all right, Levis is out. We're not going to see the bonehead mistakes. Mason Ruff's going to hand the ball off, make quick short passes, and not make big mistakes and hurt this football team. I think that's what we got last night, and that's exactly why you brought Mason Rudolph in to do exactly that right there.
Andy says, "Start me up" by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Wes and Hermitage, the song has to be "Wake Me Up When September Ends." Luckily for him, that's today. Brian is sending Levis "Uninvited" by Alanis Morissette this morning.
Oh, good one.
Let's see. Dave wants to weigh in. Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
On a positive, man, did Sweat play a game last night or what? Our defensive lineman, our pick there, he really did a great job. He made everything disruptive for them. He looked good. And now we need to get Simmons to start practicing and get with it and become like that and quit getting personal fouls. About Levis. Levis needs to be humble. He needs to be humbled, and he needs to learn exactly what our backup quarterback did. He played as a team. He did what it takes to team. He's got to start utilizing his team players instead of thinking it's about him. That's all I had to say, guys.
Thanks for the call. Sweat, 6 tackles, 3 solo, 2 tackles for loss. When you can get your interior lineman to get that push like he did last night – is great. And Sweat, I mean, he's turned the corner. I mean, they came all the, you know, what's he going to do? He's going to be way overweight, blah, blah, blah. But he's played really well in the first four games.
He brought up Jeffrey Simmons. I want to bring him up coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 615-737-1025. Your reaction, Titans win 31-12 in Miami. We'll have more of that next. 1025, 106.3 The Game.
I mean, it feels great for our first, though, man. We got plenty more to come.
Jeff, next to you, he always says nobody runs on the Titans. How important was it for you guys to come out and prove that today?
I mean, we set a standard in that room, so, yeah, Jeff said that, but, like, we set standards in our room, and that's our standard.
How do you like the way you guys played as a whole, and did you feel like, you know, they were not going to be able to drive the field on you?
It's a great team, and really, we just came out playing and playing our brand of ball.
Without Jeff and with Keandre going down early, did you kind of know you were going to have to play more snaps than normal and just kind of take it upon yourself to, you know, dig in?
Hey, Jeff. I've been playing the same amount of snaps when Jeff was there, so I felt comfortable out there.
You don't think you played any more snaps with since
if he did? I feel great, so.
How much you guys need this going into the bye, and what's your hope when you come back from the bye weekend?
Oh, it feels great. We needed this one big, and just going to start our journey.
Devondre Sweat after the win last night, and then this song is
from Brian Callahan to Will Levis. I want to kiss you all over, man. I am committed to you no matter what happens. No matter how many fumbles you have or phantom defensive ends you throw to that you don't see. You know what's funny about that is that, do you remember Sam Darnold when he was at the Jets? They played the Patriots and talked about seeing ghosts out there. Like he threw to guys he didn't see, like ghosts. And we all laughed about that. Yeah. And some quarterbacks are like, look, sometimes you get so in, like the paralysis of analysis, you get so into it that you don't see it happens.
Right.
And then Darnold was throwing interceptions. So that's not an excuse. You can't make that pass. But Will Levis thing that he didn't see that defensive end drop into coverage is quite telling.
He was pretty big. I don't know how he missed him.
Right.
So. I don't know. But Devondre Sweat, I thought he played a really, really great game last night, the defensive front. And, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, our last caller, Dave, brought up Jeffrey Simmons. I think you should pay attention to that, Big Jeff. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, like not – look, I want Jeffrey Simmons to be a part of this team. I think Jeffrey Simmons can be a big part of this team. I just think get off Twitter. Like I don't even know what your tweet meant. I don't care. I don't want to see it. Stop, and get healthy and focus on football.
I don't think he knows
because
how
you
to
need to be better. You need to go to another level. If you go to another level, and Devondre Sweat keeps playing the way he's playing, you guys are going to be unstoppable. But I need you to go to another level. And if you don't like hearing that, tough. Get pissed off. I don't care. Whatever needs to motivate you.
What was his tweet last night? I'm sorry. Oh, stay on that side.
I don't
tighten
know
up. Want to know? Stay on that side. All right. So I'm a conspiracy theorist.
So you think he's talking about Levis?
Yes, I just do. Stay on that side. I mean, well, how else would you take it? I mean, stay on the winning side. Hell, you won one game. You want to stay on there. But also, I'm thinking, stay on that sideline. Stay over there.
Yeah. I agree. By the way, there's some pretty big college football news starting to break. Gonzaga is expected to join the Pac-12. So they will move up and join the Pac-12. And then also it looks like UTEP will join the Mountain West after the Mountain West is losing five teams to the new Pac-12. So realignment continues.
It's not going to stop.
No, it's not.
Holy cow.
615-737-1025. Skyler says Simmons is a joke. The D-line played better without Simmons. What's fascinating to me is I think the fan base is turned on quote unquote Big Jeff.
Think so?
I think so. It feels that way.
Okay. All right, yeah.
I mean, I think his little hissy fit that he threw in training camp, you know, with Buck and all that stuff, it painted him in a very bad light.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I would totally agree with that.
Going and, like, the best way to overcome that is shut up and play ball. I mean, like, you know, doing his little media scrum or whatever, that's fine. That's a part of being a player in the NFL. But, you know, the Twitter stuff and, you know, if he's hurt, he's hurt. I don't know what he did, you know, to his elbow. But like, when you get back, go to that next level.
Would you be open to trading him?
I would. I mean, yes, but
it's $19 million off your payroll.
I mean, what are you gonna get for him?
Give me something. Give me a third rounder.
Like, I don't want to get into. I'm glad you brought this up because I get why you're bringing it up. But like, for instance, so the other night, Ricky texted me and you know VSiN that you can hear on Sports Talk 830 was talking about, you know, trade values for the Titans and the Titans like getting rid of a bunch of, you know, people and,
yeah,
you know, the quarterback controversy and all that stuff. And I was like, and this is not directed at you, this is directed at them. Quite honestly, it's lazy radio at this point. Because I just like, okay, really? You're three games in and you're already going to talk about blowing it up. Like, I'm not ready to go there now after four games. But if a team called you and said, hey, I'll give you a second round pick for Jeffrey Simmons, okay, I'd probably pay attention to that. But that's not what I want. What I want is Jeffrey Simmons to be the best damn defensive end that this team's ever seen. Or D lineman, whatever he is. But like, I don't want to trade him.
That was kind of directed at me.
I said it wasn't directed at you.
But then it was.
It wasn't.
Okay, well, that's right. Post-show meeting.
Okay,
whatever. Chase putting me down. Look, if he's not going to play and it's your defense is doing fantastic without him, bye.
Okay, right. But is that what you want?
Yeah, I do.
That's what you want. Yeah. You want Jeffrey Simmons to basically
be a failure.
Is he going
to get any better? He's causing more problems.
He should get better.
But is he?
I don't know. That's up to him.
I don't have time to wait, man. The train's coming down. Get on the train.
But would that not like would that not piss you off that a guy with that much potential ends up not working out and you trade him?
That's on you, man. As my therapist said, I can't want it more than you. Okay? I mean,
right,
I can't want him to be better.
And I agree with you
100%. It's got to be him. He's got to want to be better. And it's, you know, you've had time to, now you're in this is your sixth year in the league. You should be a dominant force, and I have not seen that from him in a long time. I haven't. So if you want to go be happy and we get something back, that's fine. This team ain't winning the Super Bowl.
No.
This team ain't going to the playoffs. I say you trade Hopkins too. Give me some value. Give me some value. Because he's not in your long term. He's not here 2-3 years. He's not. Send him to the Chiefs. They need receivers. Give me stuff back. And you rob the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Rob.
But I mean, look, you if you're gonna play that game, you like, it's a ransom.
Exactly what it is.
Like you said, like Hopkins, I'm not taking in there, nobody's gonna do this. But like right now, today, I'm not taking anything less than a third round pick for him.
No.
And nobody's gonna trade that right now.
Well, if you trade him to the Chiefs, it's all hypotheticals again.
Yeah.
They're picking 29, 30, 31, or 30.
Right.
That's fine. You got that, and you got another. You grab these assets and go forward, and you got to build your team, man. That offensive line is not playoff worthy. The linebackers are playing really good. I think Murray last night was hawking from sideline to sideline. I thought he was great last night. Ernest Jones has played well. So you need to go in and build a few things on the defense, and then you get the assets.
I actually think the defense is pretty solid. Now they had a bad game against Green Bay.
Yeah,
but like, I think this defense is okay. And like you said, like you build on a few things and I think they'll continue to get better. So, you know, that I have no problem with. Alex from Nashville, Simmons needs to, quote, stay on that side. We're 1-0 without him.
Here we go.
Robert says, I think he's talking about some of the flip-flopping fans we have. If that's the truth, then Jeffrey, if you're listening, and I'm sure somebody will tell you that I said this, stop. Shut up. Nobody cares. Like, seriously, you got to be above that, man. You cannot get too worked up about what people say about you or your team. Stop. Just stop it. I get it. You're human. It's hard. Trust me. I talk on the radio for a living. There are people that tell me I suck. It sucks sometimes to hear that. I get it.
I was just kidding.
But you gotta put that out of your head. Like, you cannot get focused on that, and I think you get too focused on that. I'm saying that trying to help you.
Yeah.
Help me help you.
He's just a big kid, man. Grew up in that world where you can send those subtweets at people and your whole world. Remember, Twitter is not real life.
No, it is not.
So, to do that. But, look, if this defense is rolling and without him, well, good are you to me on the sidelines.
Chip from Mount Juliet, 100% Chase. Jeff needs to shut up and play. He has lost fans. Skyler, if you can get a second-round pick for Simmons, you make that call ASAP. He is not Chris Jones. We can find another Jeff Simmons. 0247, Simmons is overrated. Now here's a good one. 2409, this fan base sucks. If we traded Jeff, it would turn out like the A.J. Brown trade. He is too good just to let him go for a bag of chips.
Well, we're not getting a bag of chips.
No. These are different situations.
Give me a second or first rounder for him. Look, if you are, what's the team? The Detroit Lions.
Yep.
You'd love to have Jeffrey Simmons.
Of course you would.
So give me your first rounder. Here's Jeffrey Simmons. Oh, by the way, here's his salary. Take that too as well.
Yeah.
We'll throw that in for you, a little something extra.
615-737-1025. Dylan, hold on. More of your calls, more of your texts. Titans win 31-12 in Miami. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game.
And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything is gonna be all right.
That's Brian Callahan to Will Levis.
That's awesome.
What would the song be? Either Will Levis to Brian Callahan or Brian Callahan to Will Levis today. It's our question of the day. 615-737-1025. Also taking your reaction wherever you want to go with it. Titans win 31-12 in Miami. Levis leaves the game with a shoulder injury. He did throw an interception. Mason Rudolph comes in, finishes the game. Did not set the world on fire by any means. But he took care of the football. He was 9 of 17, 85 yards. Didn't throw. He was only sacked one time. The O-line only gave up one sack. Now, you can go look at the deeper stats and the pressures and all that. But
yeah, I think Mason Rudolph got the ball out quickly, and it's kind of the same thing I wish they would have done with.
The run game was story.
Let me do this with you. All right, so right down there, the 1-3. Let's do this. So Levis comes back after the break as a starter. Do they beat the Colts at home?
I actually think they do.
2-3 at Buffalo.
No.
2-4 at Detroit.
No.
2-5 New England's here.
Yes.
3-5 at the Chargers.
Toss up.
3-6 Minnesota comes here. 3-7
Yeah.
At Houston.
3-8
3-8 at Washington.
Probably 3-9
Jacksonville comes here.
I think they beat Jacksonville.
4-9 Cincinnati comes here.
Toss up, but probably a loss.
All right, I'm going to give them a win. So 5-9 at Indy, they always split with Indy. It's a win. 6-9 At Jacksonville, they'll lose that one.
Yeah, they lose
6-10 At Houston to finish the season.
Loss.
Yeah, 6-11 So nothing's really changed.
Which is pretty much what you said, right?
I said 5-12 Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on Houston's playing that last week, what's going on there. But, you know, now you're only two games out.
Look, I mean, look, a win, you know this. A win does a lot for a football team.
Oh, it does. So much.
Confidence. Sometimes you get that confidence, and you fake it a little bit, and you play better than maybe you really are.
No, you're exactly right. Look, I've had the, praise the Lord, the opportunity to cover a lot of football in my career. I've never heard a locker room the way you and I heard it last year when they beat Miami.
Yep.
And then so you take that emotion – and you get on the plane ride back, you go in the bye week, you're feeling good about it, things are going great. Nobody's going to remember that, you know, Mason Rudolph threw for 105 yards. Just remember you won the game, and your defense stood up and played tough. Now you focus on Indianapolis. You try to worry about them and get it going, and then that's your focus. That's all you care about right now. Season's not over. You're still just two games out.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan wants to weigh in. Dylan, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, so that was one thing I wanted to, two things I wanted to talk about. The first one was Jeffrey Simmons talking about how, you know, he thinks he's doing enough, basically taking on like double teams and allowing the backers to flow freely. But there was like a stretch or a pitch last night to right, and Sweat took on a double team, broke the double team, and then got chipped, knocked the chipper off, and then tackled right for a loss of like 2 or 3 yards. So, like, that's like the expectations I see through, I think Simmons should have, is to be like that. And so I just hope that maybe Sweat pushes him to want to be better. But I don't see that as an excuse anymore of like, oh, I was being double teamed.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Donald, you know, Chris Jones, they get double teamed. You have to show that you're elite. You can't just, that can't just be enough for you. I mean, Sweat showed last night that he could be double teamed and still make huge impactful plays. And then the second thing was, we talk about like Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold going to their second team and then improving, or their fourth team, I guess. But how do we know that maybe Rudolph can't be like that for us? Because he seems to have everything under control. He hasn't worked with the starters, so granted they ran a lot. And I know his stats weren't crazy, but there were 3 or 4 drops where he threw the ball like on the money and the receivers just dropped it. Even that one to Hopkins, I think, down the seam, I don't think Hopkins expected it to hit his hand because it was right over like a linebacker but underneath the safety or something, and it still hit Hopkins dead on in the hands, and it's like one of the rare drops he had. So just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that Sweat and then the Rudolph aspect.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dylan. Appreciate it. The Sweat thing is, you know, and I don't want to – like, he's played very well. And, you know, I think that right now that's exactly what everybody hoped that pick was going to be. With all that said, you know, I think in the National Football League, you have to just take it one day at a time, because guess what happened last night? With no Simmons, with just Sweat being the focal point. Guess what happened last night? 31 other teams got more tape on Tavondre Sweat. And so these you know, coaches and these teams are really good at watching that tape and finding ways to exploit a player. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the more he plays, the more teams see him, the more teams see his weaknesses and how to exploit it.
True.
That goes for any player in the NFL.
Yeah, but if Simmons can get in there and fight and be who we think he should be, my goodness, and you've got – and then you get – Landry can come back. I mean, there's possibilities. The defense could be really good. I mean, Jim White tweeted out this morning, they're number one in the NFL in stats, and rightfully so because the Dolphins are terrible. But, look, man, you play who you play on the schedule, and you know defense still got to go out there and stop them, and they did. It's just that Simmons, maybe this will inspire him. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I hope it does.
I really. And then here's a quote from Jordan. It's not quite the same. I'll make the comparison. Trading Big Jeff because the defense played well in one game without him is like the Grizzlies saying trade Ja Morant because they won a streak of games without him. The defense still looked good. It's horrendous offense. And Jeff hasn't produced the sacks and tackles you would like to see from him, but you don't get better by trading good players. The Twitter stuff is different. Can be a can of worms. And all opinions, whether good or bad, are justified in my eyes. It's just social media. And he's not acting like AB on there. That's fine.
Yeah. Tweet whatever you want. That's fair. But
get your butt back on the field.
Right. My thing is, I just think it's like you said, social media is not real life. And I think he gets too caught up in that. You know, like the whole, I go back to the whole thing with Buck was, you know, whether you like what was said or not, he wasn't wrong.
No, not at all. Not
like
at all.
The referee told you in a training camp practice, hey, if this was a game, I would toss you out. And the head coach didn't toss him out. And quite frankly, I think that was a mistake.
Huge mistake. Huge mistake not to do that. But look, get well, get back on the field. There's still a great chance to salvage this season. And who knows? Anything could happen. That's the deal. But we got to see you on the field. And we know that you and Sweat would just be a dynamic duo who would give nightmares to the interior of an offensive line. And so we got to see that. The problem is, Chase, the frustration, the talent is there.
Oh, it's
that's
there,
the frustrating part.
Levis to Callahan or Big Joe to Chase. I'd do anything for love by Meatloaf.
Mike, but I won't Kentucky do Lake. That.
Yeah, but I won't do that. More of your reaction, more of your songs. 615-737-1025. Titans win in Miami. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chase and Big Joe, hour number two, next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.